اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem with Habibullah Fazizada and also our dear students from Sevier International School and IRIB Radio, English Radio. So we really welcome you all and thank you so much for joining us again. We hope that everyone is fine and healthy and inshallah protected from all evils. Alhamdulillah, everyone is fine here and we hope that you are fine as well. So guys, ready inshallah to go and start our lesson?
Yes.
That's great. So we really give thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools Network that have provided the chance for us. And also, first and foremost, we give thanks to Allah Almighty. Okay. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So let's go inshallah and start. In the previous session, we were like talking about the heaviness and lightness of the Arabic alphabet letters, yes? And we said that we have two groups, heavy letters, light letters. Just one thing was left here about the letter Ra, and that was about Hamzatul Wasl and also Maddilin, okay? Or Ya'ilin. You know, Ya'ilin means this, a sakin Ya, which has like a fatha before. For example, ba with fatha and then ya with sukun. How do you read it?
Bay.
Bay. Jim with fatha and ya, sukun. Jay. So this is ya'ilin. It's called ya'ilin. Because you produce a soft, lean means layin. You remember, yeah? I think that means that. Soft sound, soft ay sound. Look. Li'ilafi Quraysh. A soft A sound. So, if we have a Ra after this Ya'ilin, and if it is also Sakin, because we stop at that word, okay? Stop at that word. Again, that Ra is producing a heavy sound. Why? Because I told you, there is a rule. We have a Fatha sound. Fatha sound. Khair, which one? Khair or khair?
First one.
The second one.
Why? Because we still have a fatha sound. Khair. There are sometimes some exceptional rules. That ma'yailin is that exceptional.
Yes.
Okay? So the other cases you have to pay attention to that fatha or that fatha sound. But when it comes to ya'ilin, okay, ya'ilin, or there is a ya sakin, doesn't matter, it's ya'ilin or no. Qadir, for example. So now, khay, say the letter ra. Khay, which, how? Heavy, light. Khay.
Ra.
Khair.
Ra.
Ra.
Khair.
No. Khair.
If it is khayri, of course it's light. If it is khayra, it's heavy. Khayro, it's heavy. But it's sakin. Khair.
Yes, heavy. Light sound.
Light sound. I said, okay. I explained it with heavy sound. But That's an exceptional rule, okay? That do not pay attention here with the Yaelin. Do not pay attention to that heavy, I mean that fatha sound, okay? So with the Yaelin, we have that light sound. That's all about the letter Ra, temporary
heavy
and sometimes
light.
So we have two rules for this. Tafkhim
and tarqiq. And
tarqiq.
Tafkhim ar-ra, tarqiq ar-ra. Tarqiq ar-ra, tafkhim ar-ra, right? So tarqiq means like producing
a light sound.
Tafkhim
producing a heavy
sound. And those were the cases that we just studied so far.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا. هذا القرآن.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
So alhamdulillah, we finished the heavy letters and the light letters. But remember, okay, that inshallah when we go to the next topics, like for example, idgham, ghunna, ikhfa, again we have these heavy letters. Because, for example, we have like min qabl, min nun. Is nun a heavy letter?
No.
No.
No, it's not a heavy letter. It's a light letter. But when it comes close to the letter qaf, because qaf is
heavy
letter, and we are producing, and we are like, we have to apply the ikhfa rule here. So ikhfa is now with a heavy letter. Okay? Ikhfa plus heavy letter. So inshallah, we'll study that here. You have to produce a heavy noon sound. Look, heavy sound. Not mean. Heavy. Okay? So inshallah, we'll go through them. Again, I mean, we have this heavy and light sounds. Okay? One more thing. You have to remember that if we have... It's about Alif Maddi. I think I told you before as well. But I will repeat it. If we have Alif Maddi, what's Alif Maddi? Sound, right?
Yes.
Right.
Like the longer sound.
The longer sound, yes.
Longer fatha sound. That's great. So if we have that Alif Maddi, the letter that comes with this Alif Maddi, for example, Ba with Alif Maddi, Ta with Alif Maddi, any light letter with Alif Maddi will produce
a long,
long,
long light sound.
Long light
long
sound.
Light, yes.
Okay. Like if we say with ba, it will be ba.
That's light. Nice. Light yes. sound. Ba has a light sound, but when it comes to alif maddi, again it produces a light sound, but light sound.
Longer.
Ba, ta, ja, da, sa. But when it comes with a heavy letter.
Heavy, long sound.
Heavy,
long
sound.
Ba?
Yes,
with a heavy
letter. Ba is a light letter.
Ba.
No, a heavy letter with alif maddi. Like what?
Like.
Sa.
Ha. Sa.
Ra.
Yes.
Ba.
Ta. Qa.
Ra.
Nice one.
Ra.
Yeah. Wala dhalin. Yeah? So one question. Who can recite Surah Al-Fatiha correctly? You must be able to recite it correctly. Yeah? So anyone? Now I will ask you. Let's see, okay? Who recites the best? Let's recite a salawat, but first. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. So let's recite this surah, okay? Let's see. And then, inshallah, we'll go to the new rule, which is about... the rules of Noon Sakin and Tanween. It's very important. Four important rules are there. Four important rules. Which I can tell you that they are like among the most important ones. The key rules in Tajweed. Ikhfa, Iqlab, Idhar, Idgham. These four rules are very, very important. Inshallah, we'll go through them. So,
So here is Bismillah a verse?
Yeah, it's part of the first verse. It means Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. With the first verse, we count them as first verse. That's why we have, at the beginning of every surah, we have like this, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, okay? We have this. Only once, like, how many surahs do we have, Hussein Musa, in the Quran?
God 114. Knows.
114 surahs. And how many Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim do we have?
114.
Huh? No,
14. 114 Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim we have. Yes. But all the surahs do not start with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
One surah.
113 surahs start with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. One surah doesn't start with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Yes.
And where is that Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim?
In another surah.
In Surah An-Naml.
Naml?
I think yes. When it's about the story of Prophet Solomon. Okay? Uh-huh. Yeah. And when he writes a letter to that lady. Okay? Bilqis, I think. So writing a letter to her, okay, and it starts with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It's talking about that letter. So that Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is there. So the reason why that surah, another surah, Surah to
Naml.
No, this Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is written in this surah, okay?
Yes.
It means in this surah we have two Bismillah ar-Rahman, one at the beginning, one at the middle, okay?
Yes.
So what's the other surah having no Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim?
Tawbah.
It doesn't start. Or Bara'at. Surah to Bara'at. Okay? And the reason? Do you know the reason?
Yes.
Yeah, no. Because
okay.
God is using...
Yeah, angry.
Angry words?
Yes.
So he is like announcing that there will be no more chance for the pagans of Mecca, yeah?
Yes, but yeah. When we say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, so
ar-Rahman, yes, and ar-Rahim, they are like forgiving.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Now Allah is very much angry. Okay, that I will not be forgiving anymore to you. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, that's good. So, inshallah, you'll study more in tafsir classes about them. So let's go to Surah Al-Fatiha. Hussein Ruhullah, would you start, please, recite this surah?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Oh, mashallah, thank you so much. That was so good. But there were some points. First one, who knows?
He said "I" instead of "غَ".
Okay, مَعْضُوب, yes?
مَعْضُوب, yes.
Yeah, that was clear, so clear. And about the heavy letters? Heavy with alif madiris. There is a mad also.
Yes.
Okay. There was another mistake with this heavy letter, ra. Alhamdulillah. Read it again.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Rabbil Alameen. Rabbil Alameen.
Alhamdulillahi
Rabbil Alameen. Okay, that's nice. Okay. So, any other mistakes? About like short vowels and long vowels, okay? Like when you say Iyaka, Iyaka, it means you're producing a short vowel sound with ya. Iyaka no. We have an alif there. Iyaka. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Okay. Thank you so much, inshallah. Hussein Musa and Fawad Haider and I will recite this surah after a short break. See you, inshallah, in the next session. Stay with us, okay? Inshallah, we'll be back. Thank you so much. Let's recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil fajr.
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن